Now, this is a Chinese city. It's enormous. It has everything you would expect a city to have, except any people whatsoever. This is what your Australian resources are building at the moment. This is a giant exercise in changing capital into waste, a giant exercise in negative added value, taking perfectly good resources and turning them into something that has no use to anybody. The reason that this is happening is that China has a state-directed development model. It takes the savings of the nation and builds infrastructure with them. But there's no feedback as to what is and is not productive infrastructure under these circumstances. And worse than that, there are active incentives for the people who run the state-owned enterprises to overbuild everything because they get paid for doing it. They get paid up front for building things like this enormous city. Whether or not it's of any use to anybody, they don't really care because they got paid up front for doing it. So you have a situation where there's no break on this enormous overdevelopment of infrastructure. And not only has China overbuilt absolutely everything, it has stockpiled absolutely everything as well. So its demand for your resources could fall off a cliff in a very, very short space of time. Just to put in context the scale of the building boom in China, in the last 2 years, China used more cement than the United States used in the entire 20th century. Let that one sink in. That's the scale of the building boom in China. And this is not building that is mostly going to be useful. Some of it is, but there's simply no demand for most of it. So as wonderful a country as China is with its rich cultural history, and it is in a world of hurt right now because its economy is the biggest Ponzi scheme ever seen on the face of the earth, based on an absolutely enormous amount of reckless lending and bad debt, a huge overdevelopment of the shadow banking system that is going to be absolutely prone to credit collapse. This is what Australia's resource exporting economy rests on, and this is not a firm foundation for anything. There is a very serious need to move to a plan B. If you want to know what places like this are likely to look like in, say, 30 years' time, well, bear in mind that bubble infrastructure is not well built. The point was not to build something that would last. The point was to build something that looked good enough to get paid for today. And what happens to it tomorrow is not the problem of the people who built it. They really don't care. So if you look at what bubble infrastructure typically looks like a few years down the line, the image I'm showing you here is Japanese bubble infrastructure. So Japan's bubble peaked in 1989. So they are approximately 30 years into the period of decay. This was once a resort, a posh resort. It's absolutely falling apart because as soon as the bubble burst, and this was built in the mid-1980s, but as soon as the bubble burst, there was absolutely no demand for this. It was simply abandoned. An awful lot of rural Japan looks like this today, because there's been such an enormous fall. You used to have to take out intergenerational mortgages to buy a flat in Japan. 100-year mortgages were to buy a tiny little space. You would take out the mortgage and your grandchildren would finish paying it. Prices have absolutely collapsed in comparison with where they were at that peak. And an awful lot of the overbuilt infrastructure is collapsing with them. This reveals an important point. It's not panics that destroy capital. Panics merely reveal the extent to which capital has already been destroyed by its betrayal into hopelessly unproductive works. That Chinese ghost city is a hopelessly unproductive work. It's an entire waste of capital. So that capital has already been destroyed. And when we finally wake up and realize that the emperor has no clothes and these things are abandoned, the capital will have long since been destroyed. And just to illustrate once again that people have figured this out before, John Stuart Mill wrote that in 1867.